Welcome to episode 246 of Tedodigawa Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute 5. But first, who is our bookbinder of the week? Our bookbinder for this week is Carrie Schroeder. She is the owner of Coyote Bones Press, and she curates the Books in the Wild podcast, which is available on many different places. She's very active in exhibitions, and her artist books are in a lot of different collections. She has some very good and emotional and deep books that are also artistic and very creative. And, of course, you can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and her website, carrieschroeder.com. I suggest you check her out, as she is an excellent bookbinder. On the opposite end of a good bookbinder is me. I am a bookbinder. I'll go that far. And I have moved my office, as I've been saying, for the last 6 months or something like that. And in moving, I have found 3 projects that I want to finish. The first project is a book with no cover. This is it's called A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson, which I have actually read. A regularly published paperback, but the cover fell off. And the other one is a book that I've had for about 40 or 50 years. It's got a simple title. It's called Japanese. And I believe I learned how to say my first conversation in Japanese from the book, just a greeting and asking how much something was. Pocketbook size. Not only did the cover come off sometime in the past couple of decades, but the actual text block itself is split right down the middle, so I have 2 pieces of the text block. I'm just going to take off the old glue and put on the new glue. It's perfect bound, it's a paperback, and put on a cover, so that's project number 2. And project number 3 is an art cover I'm attempting to make out of old cereal box. I'm cutting up the cereal box and making it into a kind of a plaid organization and see what happens. And that just reminds me that I have another book that I printed out last week that I have yet to case in. I have yet to sew it up. So it's sitting over there on my desk, minding its own business. So I have 4 projects so far that I can see. Recovering a pocketbook, putting the glue on, and recovering another pocketbook, and making this art cover, and casing in a book called The Priests of Hiroshima. So I have 4 projects that I haven't got even close to starting. Oh, well, wish me luck. As I said, I'm on the opposite end of a really good bookbinder. Also, as I have worked around moving my office, I stacked my books that I have made. I have put them on bookshelves, and it looks like I have definite emphasis on different styles. For example, towards the beginning, I have a lot of books with wooden covers. This is when I was making a lot of wooden furniture, so I used a lot of wood. Then I also have a lot of Coptic binding. Some of the Coptic binding used cereal boxes as covers, and some use other materials. So I had Coptic bindings and I had wooden covers, sometimes combined, and then I went through a phase of Japanese style. Yotsume Toji, the Japanese binding with 4 holes. A lot of that. I've did that quite a bit, and sometimes big and sometimes small. And I managed to find Dosa Dos books, which didn't come out exactly the way I liked it, but they're impressive. It's impressive that I did it, I think, knowing my skill level. And then I also made a lot of very thick books. I have one book that's 500 pages of blank. It's a diary, 500 pages. It's probably closer to 365 for 1 year, but it's more than that because there's additional information in it. So it's interesting to look through the phases of books that I have gone through while I was making them the past 10 or 15 years. And I seem to have been settling down into making the books that I write. For example, one of my projects is casing in The Priests of Hiroshima, which I wrote a long time ago, but I just finished editing. So that's kind of, it's interesting to see all lined up on different bookshelves, the phases I have gone through. It's sort of inspirational and not depressing, not sad, but it's inspirational. Oh, we'll just leave it at that. Which brings me to fiction. So what do I do in fiction? I, of course, started a book before I finished another book. But the other book is almost finished, and this one I'm starting has just got it started. And it's working on it, and then I had an idea for a third book, but I thought I'd just make that an outlined book, and then most of the time when I outline a book, it disappears. I don't finish it, sometimes I don't even start it, but I might start it, but I have a feeling I'm going to get rid of it. I have a book I want to finish, and I have a book I have to finish in fiction, and then I have a book I want to case in bookbinding. I have a cover I want to make, an art cover, and then I have two old, broken paperbacks I want to rebind. That is what I've been looking at for the last week. I haven't been doing actually work except for writing on this one novel, so I guess I've been pretty lazy. On the other hand, I did move all of my books, not the books I made, the books I've purchased, and that took a bit of time and space. Check out Carrie Schroeder at carrieschroeder.com. Check out Teidotigawa Bookmakers at teidotigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And have a nice week. Thanks for dropping by. See you again.